From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Several Utah groups have come out to criticize the Federal HEALS Act, which U.S. Senate Republicans introduced yesterday. It's a pandemic stimulus bill and comes in response to House Democrats' HEROES Act, which was introduced in May. The bill would send another round of emergency funding to Americans. Utahns Against Hunger says it's disappointed the act does not further address food insecurity, especially since the weekly $600 in extra pandemic assistance expires this week. And the Utah Health Policy Project says the plan does not provide enough funds for Medicaid coverage. A report released today from two Utah advocacy groups says undocumented people in the state have been excluded from $154 million in emergency assistance during the pandemic. As KUER's Emily Means reports, that has had a negative financial impact on tens of thousands of Utahns.
Alexandria Taylor's whole family has had COVID-19, and it's kept her and her husband from working. Taylor and her kids are citizens, but her husband isn't. That means they missed out on federal help earlier this year.
My husband has worked and paid taxes continuously for 20 plus years and was excluded from a stimulus because of his immigration status.
An analysis from Voices for Utah Children and Comunidades Unidas estimates there are at least 79,000 undocumented Utahns, and they haven't had access to federal or traditional state unemployment benefits. Maria Montes with Comunidades Unidas says immigrants aren't asking for a handout.
They pay taxes, and as such, we must extend all aid to them as well.
To help, Utah's Department of Workforce Services implemented a rental assistance program for undocumented people. Since the start of the pandemic, the Latinx community has accounted for the second highest number of cases. Emily Means, KUER News.
A Utah-based company called Domo is selling COVID-19 tracking services to public health agencies in the Mountain West. As Ray Ellen Bichelle reports, it shows where the greatest risk of COVID-19 may be coming from.
The service looks at cell phone activity and determines where those active phones are usually based. So are they residents that are out and about or tourists from states that are seeing big spikes in COVID-19? Brian Devine is the deputy incident commander for the COVID-19 response for two counties in southwest Colorado.
The data tell us that there's more people from Texas out and about on the streets of Pagosa Springs on any given day than there are residents of Archuleta County out and about. And of course, that doesn't mean that there's actually more Texans in the county, just that more of them are active and doing things and using their phones.
And that might mean they pose a greater risk when it comes to spreading COVID-19. As a result, the health agency has decided to focus its messaging on safe business practices and mask wearing, as opposed to messages targeting residents about staying at home and avoiding non-essential activities. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
Salt Lake County announced today that it is expanding the criteria for its Small Business Impact Grant program, which helps businesses affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Dina Blaze oversees regional development in the county. She says all businesses in Salt Lake with fewer than 100 employees and those that have already received federal funding can qualify for additional grant money.
We maybe underestimated the length and time that the COVID crisis was going to be impacting businesses. They're still experiencing loss.
The county still has about $35 million left of funding, according to Blaze. Free parking at meters in Salt Lake City is about to become a thing of the past. The city suspended enforcement of certain parking regulations in March as a way to encourage downtown residents to stay home and to help slow the spread of the coronavirus. But in 2 weeks, paid parking returns. City officials say it's an effort to support businesses and ensure customers have somewhere to park. People will have to pay if they park at a meter between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. Utahns who have received seed packages in the mail that they did not order are encouraged to turn those over to the Utah Department of Agriculture and Food. Department officials say the materials may introduce invasive plant species, and they'll work to identify what the seeds are. According to the Better Business Bureau, the seeds are possibly part of a scam originating in China. But the Bureau says it could be more trouble than just receiving seeds, because it means scammers have at least some of your information. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.